This is Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD.
Radio MD.
Here's Melanie Cole.
How many times does the word diet come up in your average conversations with your friends and girl talk and guys? And I'm a trainer, so I mean, this comes up to me all the time. Today, Dr. Holly Lucille and I are going to discuss what does it mean when you say the word diet. So, Dr. Holly, what does it mean to you?
Well, Melanie, gosh, it's meant a lot of things throughout my life. You know, I grew up sort of riddled with an eating disorder and just like all over the place, like a lot of people that I talk to, like a lot of people that I know. So diet was very, very confusing for me. On a diet, this diet, that diet, it all became really, I didn't even know. And as a author and as a lecturer and as somebody who writes blogs and stuff, I was using the word diet and I thought, you know what, I'm going to look it up. Like, that's sometimes what I do when I just really want to get clarity again, you know, to get an anchor, like perhaps in the origin of the word, go back into our Latin and Greek, you know, literary sort of founders and just really see what the word means because it helped me. And I loved when I did this. It changed my world. It changed the way I look at the word diet. It changed my practice and it changed the way I write. So diet, if you look it up in the dictionary, yeah, there's a couple different things. But the one that struck out the most, and the one that I think is the most correct, is, get this, habitual nourishment. How, as a habit, do you nourish yourself? How do you like that one?
Wow. I mean, it is, when you say your diet, you're saying, I mean, as you say, it's got two different connotations, many different connotations, actually.
Yeah.
To diet, to lose weight, to go on a diet, the noun version of the word diet, to go on a diet, or your diet, almost a verb or an adverb, your diet, how you eat, to nutritionize, your nutritionize,
right.
to you know, do all of those things and to be nutritionally efficient in your body. So there's all these different connotations.
Yeah, but so you're right. So a verb, I'm dieting, right? I'm dieting. But if, and what I've asked people to do and how I use it in my practice now is like, all right, so let's talk about your diet. And I said, and by definition, that means habitual nourishment. Like, how is a habit, do you nourish yourself? I think what that has done, certainly has for me in my own personal life and in my professional life, in my practice, it allows people, you know, Melanie, a lot of times I'm like, identify and treat the cause, right? Well, people come in for all sorts of different reasons in my practice, and I've been doing this for quite a long time, so I got a pretty good track record, and I'm very clear that I can help people get closer to their healthcare desires. But when it comes to lifestyle sort of interventions, dietary modifications, sometimes people trip up. They're not able to comply or adhere with them, and I'm always like, well, guess what? That's where we need to go. Because I know that they came to see me and they paid a lot of money and they want to. They want to get well, or they wouldn't be in my practice because I don't, you know, pull anybody in by their hair. They come on in. I don't even market my practice. People have word of mouth by now. They come in because they want to work with me. I know they do, right? So that's already taken care of. Why are you stumbling around and you can't adhere to a good, clean eating and a diet? A lot of times, it's because they don't feel worthy of being nourished. There's something deeper that is sabotaging, the old inner saboteur, from making those decisions, from making those choices, and to stay consistent with it. So guess what? In identifying and treating the cause, well, that's where we have to go. We've got to be able to ask those questions. Well, let's at least just talk about it. Let's put it on the table, you know, because this is you. This is your life. This is your health. This is what you want. These are also your desires. So why can't you be consistent and congruent between your head, your heart, and what you do? That's where the sweet spot is, and the word diet in kind of tweaking it to that nourishment really helps us get in to ask those deeper questions.
I agree with you completely, and I don't like the negative connotation that people right away come to, I have to go on a diet. Oh, I have to go on a diet. Oh, you should really go on a diet. Have you tried this diet, that diet, this diet? There's so many diets out there, and there's so many fad ways to eat. Not bad, but fad ways to eat, from Atkins to Mediterranean to paleo to cabbage soup to all of these different things. How did that turn into the weight loss word, going on a diet? Do you think we should change that word?
Right. No, I believe so, too. You know, I mean, I think we could get creative and actually make something as a verb, you know, because verb is action, right? And diet has become, I think, so negatively connotated and associated also with a lot of different, I would say, failures. You know, people feel like they fail on a diet, or what the goal, you know, what's the end goal? I think if we could think of a way to reframe that for folks, it would be so wonderful.
I think it would be. So if we could stop using it that way and start using it as a healthy term, you know, so what do you include in your diet? Are you getting a lot of leafy greens in your diet? Do you include
right.
smoothies and cleanses in your diet as opposed to going on a diet?
Right. And I think, you know, to your point, and I think it's very, very important, if you look at nutrients and nourishment, they're very, very close as far as, you know, us playing with words today. And when you think about nutrients, that's actually what you're trying to get as you nourish yourself. These nutrients that feed your biochemistry, that make your body work. You know, as we know, food has become so much more in our society, and it doesn't just mean nourishment. But when we're talking about nourishment, we're talking about staying nutrient dense. Therefore, you know, I always say plant strong and nutrient dense. We're not talking about nutritionally valueless things that we put in our mouth that are usually food products. You know, we can talk about nourishment in the way of nutrients, and that puts another spin on clean eating. You know, so it's like, sure, you know, our palate, our maybe our feelings need to be fed sometimes. Other things, fatty, salty, chippy, crunchy, and those are okay, and they deserve to be understood. But when we look at that word diet and we anchor it with nourishment, we look at nutrients. We know that nutrients are what drive our biochemistry, that make our eyes focus, that make our liver detoxify, that every single cell in our body works because it's being fed the gas that we put in the tank via our nourishing choices.
No, it's true. It absolutely is true. And we have to nourish our bodies, and that's what it's about. And we have to treat them that way by what we feed them. It's exactly right. So really, what do you think of some of the diets out there and what you want people to know in this last minute about looking at all of these different ways to nourish their body and to feed their brain and their spinal cord and their muscles and everything? And what do you want them to know about all these different ones? Because I don't personally think any one is any better than the others.
Well, I have to say that everybody is biochemically different, so not everything works for everybody. There are some people that will respond differently. You can give anything a try. First, do no harm. For sure, make sure that you're not hurting yourself, and you know, keep it. I say personal. You know, if you've got a healthcare desire or a weight loss desire, you know, just do what you need to do. Put one foot in front of the other. Decrease your caloric content, increase your nutrient density, and don't get sucked into the fad of this diet, that diet, and going on another diet. Why? Because it's not working, and we're continuing to have obesity be one of the number one health concerns in the United States. And so I agree with you. It's about nourishment. It's about nutrients. It's about taking care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, from your soul, and really thinking of it that way. That's what diet means.
Well, that is a fun segment with Dr. Holly Lucille. Can you imagine the two of us in a room together? The energy would just be crazy. I don't know which one of us would talk faster or have more passion about things, but I love the energy. So remember, listeners, share these shows with your friends, because Dr. Holly is so much fun to listen to. Such a great, great guest. Share them with your friends. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You can hear us on iTunes. You can hear us on iHeart and TuneIn and Stitcher, and boy, there's just so many places to get these shows. So share them, pass them around. That's how we all learn together. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.